So here's a question for you. Is pregnancy a real thing or is it a state of mind? And the reason I ask is because there's a story that showed up at Yahoo News. It's really from NBC News. Pregnant workers may get longer breaks and more time off and other accommodations as new law takes effect. And the story talks about this new Pregnant Workers Fairness Act that is kicking in this week. And it mandates that employers that have at least 15 employees provide, quote, reasonable accommodations to workers who need them due to pregnancy or childbirth or related medical conditions. And this is confirmed by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which will be enforcing this new law. That's the EEOC. Okay. So back to the original question, is pregnancy a real thing? Or is pregnancy a state of mind? Now, the other reason I ask this is because, of course, gender is now considered by the government and I guess half the population to be a state of mind, not a real thing, rather a mental construct. They describe it as such. They say that gender is a social construct and thus it can be changed at any time. And they now claim, by the way, that there is no test for gender. Even though there used to be a test, it was a genetic test. It would test, you know, chromosomes. And if you had XX chromosomes, you're a woman, you're a female. If you have XY chromosomes, you're a man. But now, because of the wokeness and all the physiological insanity that has gone along with that, you have mainstream media outlets like NBC News and others claiming that men can get pregnant, which, of course, is blatantly false and stupid. But they claim that's the case. They claim men can get pregnant. Now, you probably see where I'm going with this. If men can get pregnant, then can men apply for extra time off through the EEOC enforcement by claiming that they are pregnant? By claiming that pregnancy, like gender, is merely a state of mind? By saying, oh, I self-identify as someone who's pregnant, therefore, you need to give me extra time off. And if the employer says, well, no, you need to prove that you're pregnant with a pregnancy test, can't the person say, that's discriminatory? You can't force me to take a test, and there is no test to prove something that is merely my state of mind. It would be like an employer saying, well, you can't use the women's restroom unless you take a genetic test and prove that you're a woman, right? So what if an employer says you need to take a pregnancy test and prove you're pregnant in order to get the pregnancy benefits, you see? So this is going to be a fascinating court case at some point. This may end up in front of the Supreme Court in the years ahead, where a male employee, a biological male, pretends to be a woman, you know, claims to self-identify as a woman, and for which there is no accepted test in modern woke society, and then claims to be pregnant and then screams discrimination when the employer demands that they prove their pregnancy. Well, how can you make me prove my pregnancy? And by the way, if pregnancy is just a state of mind and not a real thing, not a physiological state that is, you know, observable and provable through, let's say, medical testing and so on, then why can't someone always be pregnant and hence always need time off under the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission? Why can't they just be, you know, eternally pregnant, see? And then just be on the payroll forever. Now, you may think that this would never happen. The scenario that I'm outlining here, that's impossible. Well, let me introduce you to a transgender, a biological male who self-identifies as a woman, in this video, complaining about not being able to find a gynecologist, you know, to examine his non-existent vagina and cervix. And as he said, well, let me just let him explain it, or her, as he identifies as a her. Listen to her explain this, and then you'll see for yourself where all this is going.
An appointment because I need to be checked. You know, I mean, they got to use a fucking speculum. They've got to take a sample, that type of thing. Check for tears, blah, blah, blah. Right. I mean, makes sense. And so what they had said to me, it's like, well, we don't do that here. And I'm like, but you're a gynecologist office. Why wouldn't you? Well, we don't treat trans patients. So you're discriminating against me is what you're telling me. You know, my female doctor in Toronto would have taken you in a hot beat. Damn. Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. I am pretty fucking pissed. You know, it's so hard to find a fucking, like, a gynecologist that can, like, even work with me, you know, and I don't understand it. So,
what do you think about that there, folks? This dude is like, they've got to use a effing speculum. They've got to take a sample, that kind of thing. Like, how do you think gynecology actually works, man? What's the sample? What do you think is happening in a gynecologist's office, OBGYN? This, not only does this obvious man not understand women's reproductive organs, but also he doesn't have them. And, you know, we used to joke about this kind of scenario where a guy goes to a hospital, is like, I need gynecological services, you know, it's ma'am. And that used to be a joke. It's not now. It's a real thing that's happening. And you could bet that hospitals are going to be sued if they don't start engaging in pretend medicine, which is imaginary delusional medicine. Like they're supposed to wave their hands down in the crotch region. Like, yeah, we're looking at your female parts down here, you know, just to conform to the mental illness of the patient, right? Who thinks they have female reproductive organs. So like, how do the ovaries look? Oh, they're all good. You know, the doctors are down there just pretending. It's like little kids playing doctor. They don't even know anatomy, right? It doesn't matter. You know, when you're 7 years old and you're playing doctor, it's like, yeah, your adrenal glands are over here in your armpits or whatever. Nobody knows when you're 7 years old, but this is what it's now like as adults now. So doctors and medical schools are being trained to practice pretend medicine. And it's also going to work in reverse too, not just male to female, but women are going to come in and women who identify as a man, who, you know, have made up a new gender, whatever, and they're going to be demanding, like, look at my penis, you know, tell me, how's the scrotum? I need you to check it out. Squeeze it or something. Make me cough. I don't know. And, you know, these women aren't going to have any idea what it's like to actually have a nutsack. You don't just run around squeezing them, for one thing. That's a very uncomfortable day. So this is insanity. It's medical insanity. But you see that according to this insanity, that you're all supposed to play along with it, and the doctors are supposed to play along with it, and, to my point here, employers are supposed to play along with it. Right? Employers. So again, pregnancy. Is it a real thing? Is there a test for pregnancy that's real? Or is it a state of mind? Can you decide to be pregnant and then be accepted as being pregnant? There's a question. Now, by the way, in some schools now, there are children who are allowed to self-identify as cats and dogs and horses and goats and things. And reportedly, some young girls are showing up at school wearing cat ears on their head. And all they do is they go meow all day. And that's the only sound they make. Meow. When the teacher calls their name, do you have the answer? They go meow. And that's it. Because they're self-identifying as a cat. Now, this is somehow being accepted, you know, tolerated in the school system. So what, the next day, you know, little Joey shows up and he's like, he's a pig. And every time the teacher calls on him, he goes, and so it becomes like Animal Farm, which is probably quite appropriate with George Orwell and everything. But the classroom becomes Animal Farm. And it's just a bunch of stupid animal noises in the classroom, but the teacher can't say anything because the teacher has to play along with the delusion that, oh, you are a cat, I see. You are a pig. You are a zebra. My, what amazing stripes you have. Which is kind of like, what beautiful robes you have, Emperor. Anyone qualified would see them, right? So this is the Emperor's new clothes, right? The fable. Same exact thing. But when we live in a world where it is demanded of us to embrace and even to kind of encourage the delusions of the people around us, then things have gone horribly, horribly wrong. This situation is untenable. It cannot be reconciled with reality. And as a result, there's going to be a catastrophic collapse of this whole wokeism nonsense at some point. At some point, it all has to come back to reality. Like, you're not a woman, you're a man with a mental illness, and maybe there's treatment for that, but the treatment is not to demand that all of society say that you're a woman, or that all of society pretend that you have a vagina, or that all of society pretend that you're pregnant. You can't get pregnant. You were born with a nutsack, not ovaries. Sorry to be so blunt, but at some point, we got to talk about truth here, right? So a lot of these people are mentally ill. They do need treatment. They do need help. But mental illness is not cured by expanding it to everybody else. In other words, sharing in the delusion of a mentally ill person doesn't make it go away. It doesn't solve the problem. It just actually spreads the mental illness. And that's what's happening with wokeism in society right now. Now, one final thought on all of this. There are a lot of people who are gay who are, of course, completely opposed to this insanity of transgenderism, and especially the transgender indoctrination of children. Gayness, whether you support it or oppose it, being gay is rooted in reality. People who are gay, they don't imagine that their body is something other than what it is. A gay man still knows he's a man. In other words, he's not living in a delusional world. He has a different sexual preference, but he's not rejecting the reality of what his body is. You know, if anything, he's embracing it in his own way. Or gay women, lesbian women, they're not imagining some delusional fake physiology. They are living in their bodies with their bodies. They simply have a sexual preference that is not a traditional, you know, man-woman relationship. That is, regardless of what you think about gayness, you know, the LG or even the B, lesbians, gays, and bisexuals, they are in a different category compared to transgenderism. Transgenderism is rooted in delusional thinking that is now, it has become a cult that demands mass obedience from everyone else in society, that you must conform to this delusion no matter how insane it is, like, you know, a man demanding OBGYN examinations at a hospital, or a young child claiming that she's a cat in public school, that you have to conform to this or else you're the bad person, or, you know, you're a bigot, you're discriminatory. No, this cannot stand because there's no limit to the delusions, is there? No limit to the delusions. So if a person can pretend to be a different gender, well, why can't they pretend to be a different race? Why can't they pretend to be a different age? Why can't you have a 50-year-old guy self-identifying as a 15-year-old girl to go into the girls' locker room in, you know, high school gym class or whatever? You know, some pervert in there wants to shower with the young girls. Will there be anybody in the school district that says, wait a second, that's not acceptable? Or will they be called a bigot for not embracing the self-identity of the 50-year-old pervert that wants to shower naked with the 15-year-old girls? Huh? Think about that. And where else can this go? Of course, trans species. Someone can claim to be, you know, a lizard or a squid or whatever. So I was wondering the other day about that submarine that got destroyed when it went too deep. And the people on board, I guess they didn't realize that the company was pretty woke. That was the company that the CEO fired 50-year-old white guys because he wanted to have inspirational younger people. You know, it was all this woke policy crap. And I was wondering why they couldn't just, you know, as the hull of the submarine was failing, structurally failing, and the water starts streaming in, why couldn't you just self-identify as a deep ocean squid creature so that you could survive the water pressure? You know, I mean, I know there aren't creatures, very many, that can live at a depth of 13,000 feet or 3,800 meters, I think, more accurately. But perhaps there are, and you could at least try to self-identify as a deep ocean squid. Why didn't they do that? Or maybe they did and it failed. But why do you need a submarine at all? If you're woke enough, can't you just say that you're a squid and just leap into the ocean and go for it? See? And the answer is obvious. Because it's not real. Transgenderism isn't real. Transgenderism isn't a thing because it doesn't exist. There is no such thing as transgenderism. Just like there's no such thing as just imagining you're pregnant. You can't just create a baby in your belly because you decide to. Certain physical things actually have to happen. And those things can be verified through tests, it turns out. So we either have to live in reality or we're going to be consumed and destroyed by delusions. And the transgenderism is rooted in sheer delusional thinking that's being pushed like a dangerous cult onto all of society. Whereas gays and lesbians are not pushing delusions onto everybody around them. They're just choosing a different way of living that is simply not traditional, obviously. But it's not, you know, biologically delusional. So something to think about, isn't it? Very interesting stuff. Yeah. Try to live in reality. You'll have much more success. Thanks for listening.